Chapter 9. Let us pray. Pastor Alf Lukau, the smooth-talking pastor with a glint in his eye and the cheesiest grin in Johannesburg, was wondering what extra special miracle he could perform on 24th February 2019. It was the 17th anniversary of the founding of his Alleluia Ministries International, AMI. He'd taken the church from humble beginnings to a multi-billion rand God-milking megachurch in Cramerville in Sandton, one of the continent's wealthiest suburbs. AMI is just one of the numerous churches in South Africa that preaches the prosperity gospel. Have faith, pray, give, and give, and give to the church, and you too will receive abundant wealth. Or you could just start your own church and cut out the middleman. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. To celebrate the church's birthday, Pastor Alf wanted to do something impressive, something that would go viral on social media. The problem was the other prophets. They were also performing miracles. Prophet Seer 1 vomited money into a woman's handbag. Letabo Rabalakho of the Mount Zion General Assembly sprayed insecticide in the faces of his followers to cure them of HIV and cancer. And Zimbabwean pastor Paul Sanyangore phoned God during a service. Papa God, as Sanyangore called him, even took the call. Paseka Motsweneng, aka Prophet Mboro, didn't just call God, he went to heaven and took selfies with him. The leader of Incredible Happenings Ministries said people were welcome to see the selfies if they made a 5,000 rand donation. Amen! Hallelujah! Praise Jesus! Prophet Shepherd Bushiri summoned angels to appear in his church, walked on air, and captured spiritual images on random people's iPads. Every day, prophets make paralyzed men walk, turn petrol into pineapple juice, and make women's belly fat disappear. But Pastor Alf wanted something more impressive than squeezing blood from a stone, more incredible than a social media post without a single grammatical error, something more extraordinary than Julius Malema saying a whole sentence without flip-flopping. He wanted to perform a miracle of biblical proportions, and then he had a brainwave. What about a resurrection? What could be more miraculous than raising the dead? It had never been done before. Well, okay, there was that one time 2,000 years ago, but no one filmed it. And if there was a resurrection and no one uploaded it to TikTok, did it even happen? I don't think so. On Sunday, 24th February 2019, Pastor Alf preached his heart out at the morning service. Miracles are our daily bread, he shouted into his gold glitter microphone. You are leaving here with a minimum of 7 outstanding miracles, he told his flock. He then healed several people in wheelchairs. The ushers displayed the empty wheelchairs on stage, and the cured congregants offered up their discarded crutches. There was a mass of hallelujahs, amens aplenty, and a bullshit load of glory be to Jesus's, but these were just curtain raisers for the main event. After the service, a hearse arrived carrying an open-mouthed man in a white suit in an open coffin. He had been dead for 3 days. It was Pastor Alf's moment to shine. Flanked by praise singers and surrounded by congregants, he made his way to the coffin. The person lying inside the coffin was Elliot. The person lying outside the coffin was Pastor Alf. He's from the mortuary, he explained, pointing out the dead man's mourners. This is the brother, he told the crowd. This is the landlord. This is the wife's mother. This is the wife, he said, and then gave praise. Jesus, sweet Jesus, celebrate Jesus. Then the pastor addressed the dead man directly. Hello, Elliot, he said. Elliot, oh, Elliot. He waved his hand in Elliot's face. Elliot, Elliot. He told the congregants to lift their hands. Barabasa, barabasa, he exclaimed, speaking in tongues and making frisking motions over Elliot's body. He then placed his hands on the lifeless corpse and shouted, rise up, rise up, rise up! And lo, Elliot came to life. With his mouth still wide open, and now wide-eyed too, he jerked up and jumped to his feet. It's a miracle! The crowd erupted. There was gasping, shouting, cheering, ululating, fainting, wailing, and cries of Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, amen! The coffin is empty, Pastor Alf declared in triumph. The cheese oozing from his grin could have filled a fondue for a medium-sized Free State town. The coffin is empty. Pastor Alf jumped up and down in a frenzy of jubilation. The crowd jumped up and down with him, reveling in this astonishing Lazarus moment. What is this? Said a woman next to Pastor Alf. It's never been seen before, she said, before uttering the only true word of the day. Unbelievable. Elliot was paraded around inside the church, then fed a plate of food, all while wearing a glazed and dazed expression. And then the story gets weird. The resurrection was live-streamed on Pastor Alf's YouTube page, which had 635,000 subscribers. It went around the world quicker than Jacob Zuma would have been able to file an appeal for a court postponement. It sparked a social media craze as users launched the hashtag Resurrection Challenge, posting clips of their own open-mouthed revivals. It was not all fun and hashtags, though. Investigations were launched, criminal charges were promised, and fingers were wagged. Three funeral parlors linked to the resurrection distanced themselves from the whole affair, saying they had been duped into providing the hearse and coffin and planned to sue Pastor Alf. Alleluia Ministries, sensing that maybe it was a miracle too far, backtracked and said Elliot was already breathing when he got to the church and the pastor only finished what God had already started. Pastor Alf denied he had ever claimed to have performed a resurrection miracle. We don't fake miracles. A lot of people decided to wrongly incriminate us in staging a resurrection miracle, he said. The footage suggests otherwise, and unlike false prophets, the camera only sometimes lies. At a service a couple of weeks later, he backtracked on his backtrack and said nothing was false about what happened. When we speak about miracles, we are talking about something that has gone beyond the rationalizations of what we accept as norms, he told his congregants. And then the story gets even weirder. Remember Prophet Mboro, the pastor who went to heaven and took selfies? Well, he pulled up to the gates of AMI in his BMW i8, got down on his knees, and asked God to forgive the resurrection prophet for being blasphemous. Then, in case God was too busy taking calls from prophets, he drove to the police station to lay a charge against Pastor Alf for bringing Christianity into disrepute. The story gets weirder still. Elliot turned out to be a 28-year-old Zimbabwean, Brighton Moyo, who had come to South Africa in 2011 and worked for a door manufacturing company. And it was not the first time he had played a starring role in showcasing miracles, a colleague told a newspaper reporter. According to one report, Elliot was once brought to a service in a wheelchair and beaten with a stick to show he could not feel anything in his legs. After a healing prayer, he stood up and walked. The story turns from farce to tragedy. After the resurrection scandal, Moyo, whose real name was Thabiso Mlanje, he took on a new one when he arrived in South Africa, reportedly fled to Zimbabwe to escape from the police, who were looking for him. Times Live retraced his journey home to a remote village in Lupane in Matabeleland North and discovered that shortly after arriving, he was admitted to hospital with pneumonia and died. This time, there was no Pastor Alf to resurrect him. Lord of the Lies. Pastor Alf shares his prophecies and miracles on a YouTube channel that has gained another million subscribers since the resurrection miracle. One particularly shameless miracle shows him exposing Pastor Steve as a fake pastor and ordering him to repent. Is that the fake pastor calling the fake pastor fake? An investigation into the miracle industry by the SABC program Cutting Edge revealed numerous allegations of fraud and deception involving Pastor Alf and his Alleluia Ministries. Pastor Lukau and his church denied the allegations and complained to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission, who found in the broadcaster's favor. It seemed the church would face legal action for the resurrection stunt, but charges against two people were provisionally withdrawn in 2019 and never reinstated. Perhaps the only death on the day of the resurrection was Pastor Alf's credibility. Sadly, no. According to the website Briefly, people continue to flock to his church and empty their pockets. He is ranked among the richest prophets in the world. Prophet of Doom. In 2018, Doom pastor Letabo Rabalakgo was found guilty of assault with intent to do grievous bodily harm and contravening the Fertilizers, Farm Feeds, Agricultural Remedies and Stock Remedies Act, which deals with pest control operators. He was sentenced to a year in jail or a fine of 6,000 rand for contravening the act and 3 years in jail or a 30,000 rand fine for assault with intent to do grievous bodily harm. Half of the assault fine was suspended. iPad Gate. In a 2015 service at the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church, Shepherd Bushiri called up a congregant he had never met before, wink wink, asked a random, wink wink, member of the audience for an iPad, then spiritually captured the congregant's child's photo on the iPad. More astute members of the audience would have noticed that the child's photo was already saved, just waiting for Bushiri's thumb. A few years later, the shepherd and his wife Mary were accused of fleecing their flock and arrested for fraud and money laundering to the tune of 102 million rand. They skipped bail in November 2020 and fled to Malawi. The authorities never stood a chance. After all, the prophet revealed in one of his miracles that he can walk on air. South Africa is trying to extradite them to face trial.